Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com, brought to you each and every week by Ford. We got a lot to discuss as Week 5 is upon us, first month of the season in the rearview, and the Bears have the NFC North Division lead tied with the Minnesota Vikings, and now it's on to Jacksonville. So one extra day to prepare for Dallas, one less day to prepare for the Jaguars. Let's see how it looks.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Building on the second-half performance in Dallas would be great by starting fast in Jacksonville. So far, the Bears have not done that consistently, scoring just 10 first-quarter points in four games, and Jay Cutler's quarterback rating the lowest in the league in the first quarter. But a sterling second half in Dallas by Cutler could serve as a momentum boost against the Jaguars. Cutler was 11 of 12 for 219 yards and two touchdowns. He was money on third down, completing seven of his eight passes, including six explosion plays, which under coordinator Mike Tice are pass plays greater than 16 yards. The Jacksonville defense is big and sturdy but lacks unit-wide speed. They have a league-worst two sacks, only four takeaways, and against the run, the Jaguars are 30th in the league, allowing 150-plus per game on an average of 35 carries and 4.29 yards per carry. Hey, it's an every-down process to build the offense, and the Bears are equipped to move the ball by land and by air in Jacksonville. Stopping three-time Pro Bowler Maurice Jones-Drew is the essence of the Bears' defensive game plan, as it is every single week. The NFL's rushing leader a year ago is seventh this season, 352 yards, with Jacksonville's only rushing touchdown, which covered 59 yards. He's also tops in the team in receptions. However, he's done little in the big picture to boost the NFL's lowest-rated offense. Jacksonville earning 4.92 a carry on first down and have only three negative runs, so the Bears got to be watching that aspect of things. If they take away the run and put the game in the hands of that young quarterback playing Gabbert, it could be another big day for the offense. Gabbert has thrown only one interception, but he's been sacked 12 times. He's been good on first down with a 1.10 quarterback rating, but on third down he dips to 57.6. The Bears tied with Seattle for forcing the most negative plays in the league with 30, 14 takeaways, best in the NFL, best in interceptions with 11, third most sacks in the league with 15. The Bears are getting it done defensively. After a month of the season, Dave Tobe's special teams unit is once again highly rated. According to the Dallas Morning News rankings, the Bears are sixth overall. Top 10 in seven different categories. On kickoff return coverage, they are seventh, and you're getting good starting field position, ranking fifth after kickoffs. They are also top five at opponents' starting field position. Robbie Gould is having an outstanding start to the season, perfect on field goals, and he'll be booting in a comfortable climate in Jacksonville. The Jaguars 27th in those same rankings, getting very little out of the return game. Covering kicks, they are 24th, 20th in punts. Keep scoring every way possible. That's the theme, and that's the intangible for this week. The Bears are ready with three defensive touchdowns and tied with Houston for second in the league with 41 takeaway points, just two behind Atlanta's 43. Jacksonville, a minus 35 in scoring differential and winless in two home games. The scoring mindset on defense certainly does take pressure off the offense and continues to parlay into very good field position for the team. Hidden yardage is starting to add up significantly for the Bears in many different areas, including interception return yardage and in the kick return game. Here's an example. Only eight of Robbie Gould's 24 kickoffs have been returned this season. That's good for about 166 yards. In comparison, Jacksonville's Josh Scobie has permitted 325 return yards, while punter Brian Anger is tied for the most returns allowed in the league with Oakland's Shane Lechler. There's going to be opportunities, possibly, in the return game. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. Be sure to check us out on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM for Sunday's broadcast. We'll start our pregame coverage at noon, kickoff at 3 o'clock with my partner Tom Thayer calling the action. That'll do it again this week on ChicagoBears.com. We'll talk to you next time.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.